Helen Wyatt knows baseball, so her words mean a lot to the members of the Rockford Starfires, the city's first women's hardball team in nearly 60 years.
When they started, they were girls. Now they're ball players.
Wyatt was known as Sis Waddell during her playing days with the Rockford Peaches back in 1950. Now she's one of the Starfires' biggest cheerleaders.
It's wonderful. You know, I can't do it anymore, but I love watching those kids play.
Like their World War II-era All-American Girls Professional Baseball League predecessors, most of the Starfire players are making the tough transition from softball to hardball. Rockford native Laura Cernick plays outfield and is being groomed as a pitcher, which means learning to throw overhand.
Well, the ball obviously is much smaller. The distance throwing the ball is a lot further, and hitting that ball coming at you at 50 miles per hour or more is very challenging.
It's a challenge some women have been working toward their whole lives, like third baseman Nicole Richter of Winnebago.
I played baseball forever, since I was like 5 or something, so it's really exciting for me to know that I can actually play hardball, because when I was younger, they were like, oh, girls have to play softball. So this, I have always wanted to do this, so this is a dream come true for me, so I'm really excited.
Rockford native Beth Lang has known since she was 5 she wanted to be a baseball player.
We all have a huge passion for the game, love the history behind the game, and when you got coaches like Greg and Steve who put so much into it for us, you can't help but have just so much energy and heart, and I'd have to say heart is the biggest strength of our team.
Coach Greg Schwanke says it's more than heart. This team has some great arms. He's been working with the team on bat speed and strength training since last year, and he's impressed. Schwanke feels the pull of history with the team, too. He's a fourth-generation baseball coach in the Rockford area. He's also been working for years on restoring the home of the Rockford Peaches, Beyer Field. While they might play on the same field as the Peaches, there are some big differences between Schwanke's team and the team portrayed in the 1992 film A League of Their Own.
It's not like the Rockford Peaches team was, where they were under contract and they got paid $80 a week to play. You know, this is there's no pay. This is pretty much just for love of the game, you know.
And then there's the matter of the uniform. The All-American girls teams of the 40s and 50s famously played in skirts. At this weekend's introduction to the Starfires, held at Kryptonite Bar in downtown Rockford, one of those rare uniforms made an appearance.
This is Dottie Key's original Rockford Peaches baseball uniform.
Didn't get washed either.
No. It's still got the slide marks in it, that's true.
She would stand and take a pitch and get hit. She got hit 92 times in 1 year to get on base.
Helen Wyatt spoke up about the on-base skills of her former teammate Dottie Key. Key's children, Doug and Donna, presented their late mother's off-white skirted tunic for the crowd to admire. Her other ones in the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. Key once said she loved playing baseball in a skirt. She felt free as a bird. Donna Key Erickson says her parents were longtime supporters of getting a women's hardball team back on the field in Rockford.
We're proud to be slices off that old peach, and I just wish my mom and dad could have been here to see that. My mom would be crying all over the place, even though there's no crying in baseball.
Starfire outfielder Laura Cernick has her opinion about today's uniforms.
Oh, I would wear a skirt, no problem. Dirt in a skirt, no problem.
But Coach Schwanke prefers pants for his players.
Some of them wanted to and some of them didn't, and I said, no, it ain't happening, no skirts. This is the next generation of ball players. We have to fast forward to 2012, not 1950s, no.
By the way, Schwanke says it's not easy getting a team dressed. He hasn't been able to find off-the-rack baseball pants for women and may have to have them custom-made for next season. Pants or skirts, the team has inherited the legacy of the Peaches and the other teams of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. In fact, the team got its name when a player discovered Starfire is a variety of peach. But today's ground rebreakers have challenges different from their predecessors. No one's sinking money into the teams, so players have jobs, school, and family to juggle with their diamond time. There is no league. While women's hardball is huge in Australia and there are teams all over this country, there's just one opponent within a reasonable drive of Rockford, the Chicago Gems. But that doesn't matter to the Starfires' Beth Lang.
And if I can speak for the rest of the team, we're all hugely honored and just really looking forward to this next season and seeing what we can do for Rockford, you know, bringing some more spark and bringing another form of inspiration to young girls.
The Starfire's first game of the season, May 18th against the Chicago Gems at one of the venues they plan to use this summer, Marinelli Field, former home of minor league baseball in Rockford. On July 27th, the original home of the Peaches, Beyer Field, will hold a grand reopening. And Labor Day weekend, the team will host an international women's tournament at Beyer and Marinelli. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.